Welcome to Hear Me Roar, it's Entertainment Talks podcast for Yellow Jackets on Paramount Plus and Showtime. I'm your host Matthew, and we don't have an episode to cover today or anything like that. We've got some, I'm going to label this as bittersweet news, but news that I have settled with, essentially, which is that Yellow Jackets, the show itself, will be ending with the next season, which will be season 4. So season 4 will be the final season, and we'll conclude in 2026, which is actually very interesting. I've got a statement here to read out from, and then we can, of course, talk about this this news. It says here, this is from Variety, it's from a quote from somewhere. It says, Yellow Jackets will conclude with its upcoming fourth season in 2026. After three incredible seasons, I agree, and great consideration, we're excited to announce that we will be bringing the story of Yellow Jackets to its twisted conclusion in this fourth and final season, said series creators and co-showrunners Ashley Lyle and Bart Nickerson, I think. We've always known there would become a point where the story would tell us when it wants to end, and it's our belief that our job, our responsibility, is to listen. Telling this emotional, wild, and deeply human story has been a profoundly meaningful experience and a true honour for us, and we're so grateful to the brilliant cast, crew, and writers who have bravely gone on the journey with us to bring it to life. Most of all, we want to thank the fans, thank you, who have stuck with us through every moment, mystery, and meal. The Hive is nothing without you. We can't wait to share the final chapter with you and hope you find it delicious. Well, I'm not planning on personally eating anybody, so, but I'm sure I will find it delicious with its, you know, scenes and whatnot. There's a bit of a two-way thing with this, which is, or three-way kind of thing, but not like that, which is, I remember, because it was this year, I remember watching the season 3 finale and very much enjoying it, and thinking, okay, if the series got cancelled here, because it wasn't actually renewed at that point, if you remember, as the series finale came out, it wasn't renewed yet, sorry, not the series finale, as the season 3 finale came out, it wasn't yet renewed for a 4th or 5th or, you know, anything, and we're all kind of sitting there, I think, watching that season 3 finale, thinking, okay, we know that, like, Rescue was up in the air kind of thing, because there was, of course, the whole radio thing, and I think it was, gosh, I'm trying to remember the episodes now, Misty or Natalie found, like, the signal thing, if I remember correctly. It's been months since I've seen the episode, of course, but, like, well, one of them found that, and it fixed the thing, and then, of course, Natalie, I think it was, went up into the mountains to get a signal after distracting some of the group who'd defected, I think it was, wasn't it? And she got a signal. I'm going to bring up my theory again in a second about what I think could happen next, if you don't remember that from months ago. So there was that to it. And it's like, okay, with the, because arguably the adult timeline's got more to wrap up than the young timeline, but there's still stuff with the young timeline that you could do. Like the various different mysteries and what's going on and all that sort of stuff, although some of that can be carried forward to the adult timeline. But that's the one way. The other two ways in the three way, to stick with me here for a second, as I was going to mention, is the whole Juliet Lewis thing and the whole, is it Juliet Lewis? The one who played older Natalie. And she wasn't happy with where her character was going, and of course she decided to leave the show and she was killed off at the end of season 2. Now, the original plan from the showrunners was 5 seasons. Now, that's not to say you can't reach the destination that you want to in less time or, you know, in more time. Clearly that ruffled a few feathers, and, you know, you had Van, who we lost since then, which, losing Lauren Ambrose was a killer, certainly. Because I love Lauren Ambrose. Of course, she was in Servant, phenomenal show on Apple TV Plus. We lost her. That was kind of that kind of sucked. And there was a few odd sort of statements about characters being killed in certain ways, and all that kind of thing. Excuse me. And all that kind of thing. Now, the thing is, to me, and I'm gonna bring up a different casting example in just a second. It's gonna be a very, very, very different example, but just stick with me. I'm very, very in favor of recasting. If a character's that important to you, then I think you should recast in certain situations. Like I've spoken about, I won't mention. There's three different castings to mention. Two of which is ones where actors have passed away. There was, of course, the Gen V death, which meant that that character was exited. I won't say who it is, just in case some of you haven't started the show or whatever. And given that we've gone past that point in the show for Gen V, and the way that they dealt with that character didn't stick right to me, and I thought, okay, even though, yes, it's very sad, you know, that the actor's passed away and all that sort of stuff, you want to be respectful. But that character was another, and I'm going somewhere with this, don't worry, I'll loop it back to Yellow Jackets in a second. That was a character in Gen V that was very, very important to what was going on, and they've kind of had to, you can tell they've had to kind of skew their way around using that character. And I thought, okay, as much as it sucks and it's sad that, you know, the person has passed away and obviously want to grieve in the proper way and everything, I think you should have recast him. My other one, as of course is a big one, was Chadwick Boseman. Obviously very, very, very important character to not just the Black Panther community, obviously the Black community, the Marvel community, and there was clearly big plans for that character in the MCU. Obviously, you know, really, really sad and terrible that Chadwick passed away. I think you should have recast that character, because I think if it's a character that's just so big, and obviously for a film called Black Panther, where he played the Black Panther, was massive. Now, I felt they dealt with it just well enough in Wakanda Forever, and we'll see, obviously, where they go. Obviously, Marvel's very different to Yellow Jackets. The other example I'm going to give, and I'm going to circle back around to Yellow Jackets with this in a second, is a very, very, very different example. I'm not comparing this one to the other two. Is where you have someone like Jonathan Majors, who was found out to do some bad stuff, let's just say, and was convicted for it. And of course, what Marvel decided to do was, okay, he's going to be playing Kang. There was going to be a film called Avengers Kang Dynasty. It was obviously going to be a very big deal. He was in Ant-Man, Wasp, Quantumania. And they decided, okay, we're going to ditch Kang and bring in Doctor Doom. And it felt a little bit skew-iff, a bit sort of like you're sort of replacing what you have. And we don't know how that's going to work out yet, because we haven't seen Doctor Doom. But again, that was one. And that one was easier to do because, okay, Jonathan Majors hasn't passed away. It's a case of you just recast somebody who did a bad thing, basically. So I'm, in case you couldn't tell, I'm very, very in favour of recasting. Now, when we get round to Juliette Lewis, circling back round to Yellow Jackets, and again, I'm not comparing any of these four examples to each other, they're all very different circumstances, etc, etc. But this was all cases where you look at, okay, Kang for the MCU was obviously very important. The character in Gen V obviously was very important. Black Panther for the MCU was very, very important. And Natalie, who the Sophie Thatcher, is it, who's really fantastic in the role, is obviously a very important character in the teen timeline. But because Juliette Lewis, and again, that was very, very different to the other three. Again, that was a case of she didn't like what was happening to her character, and she wanted off the show. Now, if older Natalie was supposed to be that important to this show, and it caused some derailing, let's say, in season 3. I still love season 3, but it's clear that, okay, she was supposed to be part of that, and it hasn't quite gone to plan. Why did you not just recast the character? Because the difference between, oh, the character's not going in a direction that we want, which was a direction that was fixable. Basically, Juliette Lewis didn't like the fact that Natalie had become very, you know, boy dependent, you know, my poor Travis kind of thing, and was addicted to, you know, substance abuse sort of stuff. That, while that's not easy to fix in real life, of course, although hopefully you can if you are, you can obviously control that by writing it in a different way. So if it was a case where Juliette Lewis was so pissed at that and she obviously wanted off the show, realize that you've made a mistake, recast the character, and course correct it. If that is literally the thing that has caused this show to go from 4 seasons to 5, because Natalie was apparently that important to the show, you should have done it. Because we're now going to end up, I think, with 2 different versions of the show, which is the one that we're going to get, which is the sort of Juliette Lewis left, Natalie was killed off, and you clearly changed something in the direction in season 3, which would have obviously a butterfly effect, leading you to go, right, let's just try and finish this off with one more season. And I'm very glad that we do have one more season, and you can use this season to correct the ship as much as you can and end as well as you can. So yeah, and it's a case of, I don't know, I think this will be one where it's, you know, once the show ends, you give it 4 or 5 years, some NDAs finish, you know, that classic sort of thing where 5 years after something's come out, one of the actors or the director speaks out and says, oh, this happened and this happened, but they can't get, you know, in trouble for it. They're able to more freely sort of speak. Because I'm curious as to what the plans were with the full 5 seasons with Natalie. But again, if that was going to derail your show so much, not to the point where I didn't enjoy it, because I still love season 3, couldn't you recast and fix the character in season 3 and put her on the back on the track where she was supposed to be? I don't really know. Unless the character trajectory was the plan, but Juliette Lewis just didn't like it, which, okay, that's a different thing. But if Juliette was who she was supposed to be and was on track, then, again, you could have just recast. Because that feels to me like, I mean, we're sitting here talking about, you know, the 4th and final season, there won't be a 5th season. That feels like the moment that sort of changed things. And while I wasn't, you know, majorly bothered by her dying, like, cool if you'd kept her around, and clearly that was the plan, so I would have liked them to have done that. But in all 4 of the situations I'm speaking about, you've gotten rid of the character and it has sort of not quite kept its plan in all 4 situations. So, anyway, that's kind of the main thing I wanted to get to, which is like, okay, clearly that changed things for season 3, and I think that's had a butterfly effect or a knock-on effect of, okay, let's just try and wrap this up for season 4. Maybe they didn't want to sign on for season 5. Maybe some of the cast didn't. Because if you remember, again, we're all sitting there watching the season 3 finale going, right, this could be the series finale, but nobody quite knows. Clearly there's a plan for more, but we don't know if this is going to be the last episode they're allowed to have. What's that going to look like? And it ends with Natalie calling for a signal, which leaves you in a decent position of like, okay, she's fully contacted on the radio, some rescue, they're at least on the way. You at least know that they're not stranded, even though you know that they get off the island because the future timeline, but at least you would have found the answer. Now, one of my theories, which may get, this may not happen now because of time reasons, is I remember when, and I brought this up in the season 3 finale podcast, I for some reason remember that I said that, is we saw with, was it Laura, I think, in either season 1 or season 2, and they found the plane, they of course refurbished it as best they could, and it was like, right, Laura, you're going to get off the island, you're the only one who can sort of fit in the plane or fly the plane or whatever the issue was, and it just caught fire and exploded for reasons that we still don't entirely know. Now, of course, one of the things with Yellow Jackets, which is to me so exciting, is you have a mixture of the supernatural stuff and, of course, mental health things, which would obviously play a big part. Now, of course, one of the theories is this all supernatural? Is there any supernatural, or is it all just, you know, they've gotten hungry, gotten tired, gotten dehydrated, things like that can happen too, and you can start imagining things. And I like the differences between, like, okay, is that just happening to this character? Is it something to do with Lottie's doing something? Is it some supernatural stuff? To me, there's been too many things happening on the island for it to just be mental health stuff. Like, I know people can have some crazy, you know, not delusions, when you, what's the word I'm looking for? When you imagine stuff, there's a particular word that's not coming to mind right now, but when you, hallucinate, I think that's the right word. Is that the word I said just a second ago? Anyway, when you hallucinate things that are happening that aren't really there and it would affect you. There's been too many things happening in the show to me where you could just say, oh, it was all just mental health stuff. I think it's both. But anyway, that's one of the theory. That was one of the things for the show. But with my theory was, okay, because that happened, and it's not like, okay, did they imagine Laura? Did they imagine that this plane exploded by itself within seconds of, like, why did it catch fire like that and explode so sort of quickly and everything? But because, okay, because you have to almost think of this in, you know, with the DNA of Lost, in terms of the supernatural stuff happening on this island. Is the island in control of, like, what comes and goes? Because if you think about it in that way, right, Laura tried to leave in a plane that should have worked, right? Like, it would have made more sense for, like, the wing to break and her to fall into the ocean or wherever it was, rather than just catch fire for no reason and explode. And bear in mind, I had two more seasons in mind when I made the prediction. Was, okay, we think there's a helicopter or something on the way, right, to pick up these girls. How do we know that when anything comes to the island, so let's say it's a boat or a helicopter or anything like that, that the island won't do the same thing and cause whatever that rescue is to explode? Because if this island doesn't want these girls to leave, and yes, we know that they do eventually, it doesn't want them to leave, why do we think that it will let anything come into the island? Or maybe it could be a case that, although this wouldn't really work, I was going to say, if, like, a helicopter comes in, the island lets something in the island, or on the island, and then they can't leave, but then you would be exploding and killing multiple characters, which wouldn't make sense. Although those frog people did get there in a certain way, didn't they? I can't quite remember what the details were on that. But that was my theory. But if you've got one more season, let's say of about 10 episodes, they're probably an hour each, I don't know that you've got time to play around with that, because my thought was like, okay, if this helicopter arrives and says, yay, rescue's here, and then it just catches fire and explodes the same way that Lucy's, I think her name was Lucy, the plane did, what do they do then? But then I suppose the problem with that theory that I've crafted there is, how would you'd have to find a way to, like, lift that or something. But then there's the thing of Lottie and the It. We still don't know what the It is, unless that's her mental health thing, because obviously Lottie is not in a very healthy situation. So what was with that? And then the whole thing about, you know, sacrifices and all that sort of stuff. What's going on with that? Because my only concern is where you may have had some of these mysteries that you'd have had more time to get a good flow of the conclusion of. And I hope the fourth season doesn't feel rushed either. But yeah, I just wonder in terms of, okay, let's say you would have had 20 hours instead of 10. How much time you have to play around with now, and if you have to fast forward a few things or even cut certain things. That is where the bittersweet stuff comes into me, because no matter really what happened, unless the show completely majorly wildly jumped the shark or something, I was all good with having, I mean, I could go for six seasons of this. I don't really mind. Like, I love spending time with these characters and just time with the show, because I love this show. But yeah, that's where the bittersweet stuff comes into me, of, okay, how much fleshing out of those mysteries are you going to be able to continue to do? And is there certain things that will get fast-forwarded or slightly rushed or cut? Because then that's where, you know, 5 years down the line, creator speaks out about, you know, hey, we were going to do this, we were going to do this, we were going to do this. And maybe those things just never quite happen. So, I don't know. I'm glad we're getting a full season. I'm glad it's not just, hey, no more Yellow Jackets. but I guess we'll see what happens. Hi there, if you're looking to get started with a website of your own and a domain name, we've got good news for you. With our affiliate link with Kualu, you can click on that link which is in your show notes, which is for our affiliate link. You can go over to Kualu to get started with your website and domain name today. They've also got a very handy chat support system which is usually in the bottom right hand corner to send messages back and forth to Kualu if you'd like to ask them for help to get started with your domain name and website today. So that's Kualu, and you can use them to get started with your website and domain name today. Thank you very much to Kualu for this affiliate link. Hi there, if you'd like to get rid of the ads in Entertainment Talks podcasts and listen to the ad-free versions of our episodes, we've got good news for you there as well. You can subscribe to Entertainment Talk at either the $5 level tier or $10 level tier. The $5 level tier will get you access to all of Entertainment Talk's previous ad-free podcasts and the future ad-free podcast that we make in the month that you're subscribed for. If you also subscribe to us at the $10 level tier, that will get you that benefit that I've just mentioned, and it'll also grant you access to request a review for 2 episodes of a TV show and a general discussion on that show, or a film review of your choice. So if there's a TV show out there or a film that we've not covered perhaps and you'd like our opinion on it, we can watch 2 episodes of that TV show or film review. So it's one of either of those per month. Of course, if you continue subscribing each month, you can pick a TV show, then a film the next month, and so on and so forth. This is a great way to support Entertainment Talk, get your ad-free podcasts, and also get some reviews of your choice. Thank you very much for supporting us, and thank you for listening. Back to the show.
Alright, what was the other thing I was going to actually talk about? So, 2026, usually we're used to in this day and age, like, okay, finish this show, look at the calendar 2 years time, so 2027. Because I was prepared for, like, okay, next year will be, you know, House of the Dragon, it will be, maybe we'll do Breaking Bad Season 5, you'll have The Boys back for its 5th and final season. Because I was thinking next year of, like, okay, what's going to be on our calendar for stuff to cover? And then thought, okay, we had Last of Us and Yellow Jackets this year, as well as, of course, Gen V this year. And then next year was like, see, you're swapping things in and out every year now. It's basically what you're doing with streaming services. Whether it's the same point in the year or whatever, it's sort of, okay, this is 25, so 27's when everything in 25 comes back, right? So it looks like next year now it would be Yellow Jackets, yeah, House of Dragon, if we do decide to cover that, I think we will, and then maybe Breaking Bad Season 5, we'll have to get through the rest of Season 4 first, and then, because Night of the Seven Kingdoms, by the way, I don't have any immediate need, want, hurry to cover that, I don't know, I've just got House of Dragon more on my brain, Yeah, and then The Boys' 5th and final season. And then I was thinking, okay, 27 would be Last of Us Season 3. Gosh, I have to wait that long. It pains me. I'm so excited for that. Anyway, not the time to talk about Last of Us. yeah, 27 will be Yellow Jackets. And then, because I was actually thinking, okay, if Last of Us and Yellow Jackets are sharing years, and you go Season 2 Last of Us, Season 3 Yellow Jackets, and then if you do get the plan of Seasons 2, 3, 4 Last of Us, Seasons 3, 4, 5 Yellow Jackets, they'll both come back every year at the same time, because then what you could have is 25 is Yellow Jackets 3, Last of Us, Season 2, and then 27 could be Yellow Jackets 4, Last of Us, Season 3, and then 29 could be Last of Us, Season 4, final season, and then Yellow Jackets, 5th and final season. That would have been great, but unfortunately it's not going to quite, they're not going to actually be on again in the same year, which is unfortunate. But yeah, I was kind of thinking, like, okay, we're all sitting there watching the Season 3 finale, not knowing if this was going to be the last episode or not. Currently it wasn't renewed. There was plans for 2 more seasons, but it hadn't been given the green light. Now it has, but it's coming back in 26. And I wonder, given that they would have had the 2 different plans anyway, one seemingly without future Natalie, without Juliet Lewis, and then one where you've killed her off because she's left the show, and then maybe that cuts you down to Season 4, is in the sort of, I swear it was about 4 to 6 weeks or something. It felt like it was about 4 to 6 weeks where we're like, have we got a renewal yet? What's going on? And we kept checking the Yellow Jackets account, see what's going on. Then they renewed it. If you were able to use those 4 to 6 weeks, however long it actually was, it might have been 3 for all I remember, but it felt like about 4 to 6. And given that you already have the idea of how to wrap it up, if that has afforded you some time to start crafting, I mean, who knows, it could be October 2026 for all we know. But as soon as I saw the 26, I thought, oh, okay, it's coming back a bit early. How come they can do that so early? Again, that does kind of, seeing the 26 and going, oh, it's next year, it's probably within the next year or so. I'm gonna admit I've got some, not from the creators wanting to rush it, but I wonder if this is Paramount, because there's things going on with them as well. There's rumors of like them wanting to buy Netflix or them wanting to buy Warner Brothers, and they also have money issues themselves, so you know, different things can happen. And this isn't a ratings thing, by the way. This isn't like, oh, your ratings are garbage, wrap it up, because season 3 was watched by like 2 to 3 million people, was the numbers that I saw. Again, I don't know what the different streamer numbers are, and then like Showtime's numbers, or I don't know what the difference was, but the numbers were pretty good, so it wasn't a case of like, you're doing badly, wrap it up with one more season. So yeah, because I do think the writing in here about, you know, all the story told us, it was, I don't know if that's quite, I think that's a positive spin on the situation, unfortunately. So we'll just have to wait and see, I suppose. We'll just have to wait and see. But it seems like we might not wait as long as we might have thought. I'm going to guess maybe autumn or fall of, that's the same thing actually, of 2026. So I'm going to guess so for our schedule, it will probably be, I hope like 3 things don't cross over at once. Because as much as I can cover multiple shows at once, it's not always an easy thing to do. And I'm really, really, really glad that I wasn't covering another TV show while Last of Us Season 2 was on, because that might have broken me. Because what was it? I think Yellow Jackets finished like the week before Last of Us came back, so that was good timing. But yeah, so it'd be, I'm going to guess that this will be later in the year. The Boys, don't know if it's been given a date. Anyway, none of that matters for all of Yellow Jackets stuff, but yeah, it'll probably be, so House of Dragon will probably be like that April slot. Hopefully The Boys is after that, and hopefully this is after that, maybe. Because if we get a far enough out date for House of Dragon, we could do first half of Breaking Bad. Not all of it. First half of Breaking Bad, Season 5 next year. Although we'll see. We'll see what happens. Thinking ahead, I suppose. Anyway, I personally feel bittersweet about this. It's great that we've got a full season. I can spend more time with these characters. That's very, very good. And I like that a lot. But man, what was the 5-season plan going to be? What was it going to look like? What were you going to do with Natalie? Heck, did that change you killing off Van or bringing in, oh my god, what was her name? The other newer one who got, was it Juliet? Not Juliet. I'm forgetting like all the characters' names. It's been months since I've seen the show, so forgive me. The one that, what's her name, bit her ear off. She had, like, the new family and stuff, and Shauna, she, like, bit her ear off, Shauna bit her ear off, and fell in love with the teenage, well, not fell in love, strong word, got romantically, interestingly involved with her. Like, what, was there a different plan there? Because I'm more curious as to sort of, okay, curious to see how you're going to end this show, but also like, yeah, when those NDAs finish or the interviews come out, and what was the real plan? Because unfortunately this wasn't the real plan. It's just almost annoying of like, Okay, Juliette Lewis wanted out. Whether that's because the character didn't go in the direction that you were supposed to take her in, or she just didn't like that direction. Because it is a shame that if this really was just a case of future Natalie and the plans there, you just should have recast her. Honestly, it's not that hard to do. I still love what we got, but I don't know. Anyway, let me know your thoughts, feelings, questions, comments on Yellow Jackets getting a fourth and final season. Are you happy? Unhappy? Did you want it to not come back? I know some people saying today about, you know, oh, it sucks, it should have ended anyway. Maybe you're on that plate, on that board, whatever. maybe you didn't want it to come back. Maybe you were sick of the show and you were glad, you were happy with the season 3's ending. Or you like me that you wanted more and you wanted to see what they're going to do with season 5, but you're glad that they got season 4. What do you think of my rescue explosion theory, I suppose, and all that kind of stuff? Yeah, let me know what you think of all of that. Anyway, methodentertainmenttalk.org. Social media, eTalkUK and Entertainment Talk, as information in your show notes. In the meantime, you can find everything else that we do on entertainmenttalk.org. TV, games, films, Man United podcast. We should have the full bunch this week. Man United are returning on Sunday to face Liverpool away. We should have Gaming Talk tomorrow. Breaking Bad will be delayed to at least Thursday. There is particular reasons. Gen V should still be on Wednesday, so don't worry about that. Gaming Talk should be tomorrow, which is Tuesday, by the way. And then Breaking Bad will either be on Thursday or, I'll see what's going on with David, basically. So, but yeah, it's not my information to share. Anyway, that should be on Thursday. If not, we'll see what happens with that. But Gen V should still be this week, but not on the episode for Gen V this week. It finishes next week already. I don't know if that's been renewed for season 3 yet, but we'll see what goes on with that. And then Man United, of course, return on Sunday to face Liverpool away at Anfield. And who knows how the hell that's going to go. But can Ruben Amorim win his first back-to-back Premier League games as Manchester United manager? Because he's not done that yet. Is this the opportunity? We shall see. But if he loses again, or if he draws, it's not back-to-back wins. So we'll see what happens. Anyway, thank you very much for listening. If you would like to support all the stuff that we do, you can listen to more of the podcasts in the places I've mentioned. Word of mouth social media. You can use word of mouth social media. If someone mentions a thing we've podcasted on, please tell them about said podcast. Patreon $5, $10 level tiers for the ad-free podcast with your options. Look for that as well if you'd like to. TV and film news. Speaking of David, he of course runs geektown.co.uk and Geektown Radio. Geektown Radio is usually out on Tuesdays. You can look out for all those. And of course there's a TV and film news dropping throughout the week. So look out for that. There should be a new Geektown Radio episode tomorrow for Tuesday. So look out for that. And then YouTube Entertainment Talk plays for all of our stuff. I've got a couple of Metal Gear Solid Delta clips to share. I need to just pop them up onto YouTube and then review that game eventually. I've not finished it yet, so that should be some point soon. I don't know when. I don't know how long's left of the game. So, yeah. Anyway, thanks very much for listening. And if you are only here for Yellow Jackets, I guess I'll see you next year or next season for the final bunch. But yeah, do check out the rest of the content that we've got, because Yellow Jackets still won't be back for a minute. So check out all the stuff that we've got. We've got a bunch of different podcasts, so hopefully you check them out. Anyway, that should be... I don't expect to do another Yellow Jackets podcast until my season 4 preview, my final season preview. Way too early to do that right now. So in the meantime, thanks for listening this year to Yellow Jackets. I've enjoyed doing Hear Me Roar. And I'll see you next time. Goodbye.